Bhagavad Lila, chapter 62, the meeting of Usha and Aniruddha. This chapter discusses the affair between Usha and Aniruddha, who was brought to her by Chitralekha, and how Banasura arrested Aniruddha. Banasura was the eldest son of Bali Maharaj. Banasura was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He was very respectful, generous, intelligent, truthful, and firm. He lived in a beautiful city of Shonitapur. Because of the favor of Shiva, demigods waited on him like menial servants. Shiva was dancing in Tandavanitya, and Banasura pleased the Lord by playing musical accompaniment with his 1,000 arms. Banasura had 1,000 arms. Shiva was pleased and offered him a benediction of his choice. And Bana chose to have Shiva to be the guardian of his city, the protector of his city. One day Banasura met Mahadeva and said, "I bow to you. These 1,000 arms you bestowed upon me have become merely a heavy burden. I can't find anyone to fight with. Since you fulfill all desires, Mahadeva, you should dissipate my sorrow. Except for you, there is no one suitable for me to fight with. If you mercifully fight with me, then I will be freed of my sorrow from my unfulfilled urge to fight. Defeating you, I will become world famous as the conqueror of all directions." Banasura said, "With my arms intensely itching for battle, I became eager to fight against the elephants of the directions that hold up the bottom of the universe. I went with the intention of conquering all the directions, except the northeast where you reside. Seeing me pounding the mountains into powder in order to relieve the itching of my arms, the elephants of the directions became afraid. So tell me, unless I fight with you, how can I relieve my itching of my arms? If it's not relieved, I cannot remain peaceful." Shiva became angry hearing these words, and he thought to kill Banasura on the spot. But then he reflected, "Actually, it would be improper to kill my servant with my own hands. But if this foolish, intoxicated person who has received my mercy thinks his mighty 1,000 arms to be a burden, then my master, who relieves the world of its burden, will indeed take away Banasura's burden." Angrily replying, Shiva said, "Bana, when your flag marked with a peacock feather is broken, or peacock, you will fight with someone equal to me. In other words, you will fight a person with unlimited splendor." Shiva goes on, "Oh fool, your pride will be destroyed in battle. At that time, that fool fallaciously thought, 'Of course, it is impossible that my pride can be destroyed in battle. But by Shiva's statement, I can deduce that someone who is most powerful is going to come and relieve my itching for battle.'" Thinking like this, Banasura became delighted. He was simply waiting, "When will my flag and my chariot be broken?" Meanwhile, in a dream, Bana's daughter, Usha, a virgin, had an amorous encounter with the son of Pradyumna, Aniruddha, though she had never seen or met or heard of her lover. The cause of Usha's enjoyment with Aniruddha in her dream is explained in the Vishnu Purana. When Usha, the daughter of Bana, one time saw Parvati playing with her husband Shambhu, Usha intensely desired to experience the same feelings. Goddess Parvati, who knows everyone's heart, told the sensitive young girl, "Don't be so disturbed. You will have a chance to enjoy with your own husband." Hearing this, Usha thought to herself, "But when? And who will be my husband?" In response, Parvati addressed her once more, "O princess, the man who approaches you in your dream on the 12th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Vaishak will become your husband." Losing sight of him in her dream, Usha suddenly sat up on her bed in the midst of her maidservants, crying out, "Where are you, my lover?" She was greatly disturbed and embarrassed. Chitraleka was a companion of Usha, and Chitraleka asked, "Who are you searching for, O fine-browed one? What is this hankering you are feeling? Until now, O princess, I haven't seen any man take your hand in marriage." In other words, you're not married. Usha said, "In my dream, I saw a certain man who had a dark blue complexion, lotus eyes, yellow garments, and mighty arms. He was the kind who touches women's hearts. It is that lover I search for. After making me drink the honey of his lips, he has gone elsewhere, and thus he has thrown me, hankering fervently for him, in the ocean of distress." Chitraleka said, "I will remove your distress. If this man is to be found anywhere in the three worlds, I will bring this future husband of yours, who has stolen your heart. Please show me who he is." Then Chitraleka drew various accurate pictures of demigods, Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, Panagas, Daityas, Vidyadharas, Yakshas, and humans. And she drew pictures of Balaram and Krishna. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became bashful. And when she saw a drawing of Aniruddha's picture, Usha bent her head down in embarrassment, smiling and exclaimed, "He's the one! It's him!" Chitraleka had asked, and showing each picture, "Who among these men is yours?" When she saw the picture of her father-in-law, Pradyumna, she became embarrassed, thinking that this is my father-in-law. And when Usha saw the picture of Aniruddha, her lover, she said twice, "This is him! This is him!" Her repeating these words is due to the manifestation of extreme surprise and joy in her heart. It is understood at that time that Usha wrote the words Aniruddha, the son of Pradyumna, above the picture that Chitraleka had drawn. Being a mystic, Chitraleka understood that that person was Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha. Then by the mystic skyways, Vihayasa, Chitraleka traveled to Dwarka, and she found Aniruddha sleeping on his bed, and she took him to Usha's palace in Shonitapur. Krishna's palace of Dwarka was well fortified, so Narada Muni instructed her in the mystic art of entering Krishna's city. Some people say that Chitraleka is an expansion of Yogamaya. When Usha beheld Aniruddha, the most beautiful of men, her face lit up with joy. She took the son of Pradyumna to her private quarters, which men were forbidden even to see, and there enjoyed with him. Usha worshipped Aniruddha with faithful service, offering him priceless garments, garlands, fragrances, incense, lamps, sitting places, beverages, food, sweet words. Aniruddha remained concealed in the young lady's quarters. He did not know the passing of days, for his senses were captivated by Usha, whose affection for him ever increased. The female guards gradually noticed unmistakable symptoms of romantic involvement in Usha, who, having broken her maiden vow, was being enjoyed by the Yadu hero and showing signs of conjugal happiness. The guards went to Banasura and told him, "O king, we have detected in your daughter the kind of improper behavior that spoils the reputation of a young girl's family." Purport. Seeing the signs of sexual activity which were impossible to disguise, the chief of which was Usha's great joyfulness, the female guards reported to their boss, Banasura. "Why? Because they were afraid that if Banasura found out about Usha's activities from some other source, he would severely punish them. And thus they personally informed him that his young daughter was no longer innocent. And they pleaded to Banasura, "O Master, we have been carefully watching over Usha, never leaving our posts. O Master, so we cannot understand how this maiden, whom no man can even see, has been corrupted within the palace." Very agitated to hear of his daughter's corruption, Banasura rushed at once to the maiden's quarters. There he saw the pride of the Yadus, Aniruddha. Banasura was surprised. He saw before him Cupid's own son, possessed unrivaled beauty and dark blue complexion, yellow garments, lotus eyes, and formidable arms, effulgent earrings and hair on his face, smiling glances. Aniruddha sat opposite his auspicious lover, Usha, playing dice, and hanging on his neck was a garland of jasmine flowers smeared with kunkum powder from her breast when he had embraced her. Seeing all this, Banasura was completely astonished. He was thinking, "Ha! How audaciously this bold one acts with her!" Seeing Banasura enter the bedroom with many armed guards, Aniruddha raised his iron club and stood resolute, ready to strike anyone who attacked him. Aniruddha resembled death personified, holding his rod of punishment. Aniruddha's club was made of a special kind of iron called Muru or Mauravam. The guards converged on Aniruddha from all sides trying to capture him, and Aniruddha struck them down just as a leader of a pack of boars strikes back at dogs. Hit by his blows, the guards fled the palace running for their lives, with shattered heads, thighs, and arms. But even as Aniruddha was striking down the army of Bana, that powerful son of Bali angrily caught him with his own mystic Nagapasha ropes. When Usha heard of Aniruddha's capture, she was overwhelmed with grief and depression, and her eyes filled with tears, and she cried, "How is it that Banasura could capture Krishna's grandson?" Banasura was able to bind up Aniruddha, who is actually the super soul of all living entities, whose expansion is the Lord of Shweta Dweep, only by the influence of Krishna's Lila Shakti, who is pushing this pastime right along.